Well, hey everyone, welcome to the second episode of Lessons from the Farm. I'm your host, Nikki Koziars, and I am so excited that you decided to join me today. We are going to have so much fun for the next few minutes. And hey, wasn't last week the most fun ever? Oh my goodness, my friend Holly Myers joined us and we talked about those 37 lessons that I've learned in 37 years and had a big celebration to kick off this podcast and had that amazing prize pack. Did you win the prize pack? You might want to head to the blog to find out and make sure that you didn't miss out on that. So y'all, it was so much fun and I loved hearing back from all of you and just hearing your feedback and your comments and your suggestions. I've been taking it all in, absolutely. And I am just thrilled about where this podcast is headed. And hey, listen, today we are actually going to have a special guest with us at the end of this podcast. That's right. My very own daughter, Kennedy Grace, is going to be joining us for a segment called Kennedy Tells All, because the lesson that I want to talk about today is something that I've actually been asked quite a bit, especially over the last few months. And it's a question that has nothing to really to do with the Bible. It's a question that doesn't really have much to do with what I do with writing or with speaking, but I mean, kind of it does. But it's this question of, Nikki, how do you do it all? And I think a lot of times we look at each other and we ask that question, and what it really is boiling down to is, okay, inside of us, we know that God has given each of us an assignment, okay? And a lot of times when we're stepping into those assignments, sometimes we can look at other people and we can start to go, oh my goodness, I don't know how they're doing all that. Like, I'm looking at my calendar and I am just maxed out and there's no way that I can squeeze in anything else. So God, I just don't think I can do this right now. And see, this is the thing I've come to understand about this phrase, like someday, because if we're not careful, someday turns into one day, which turns into never day. And so I'm a huge champion for coming alongside other people and saying, hey, I don't have this all figured out, but let me share with you what I know and let's try to figure out your rhythm together. And so I'm hoping that's what today's episode is going to do for you. It's going to help you see that, hey, first of all, Nikki doesn't do it all. Kennedy is going to share a lot of things that I don't really do well or at all, period, with you guys in her segment. But I wanted to start off today and kind of just sharing with you, when it comes to this topic of how do you do it all, some of the best advice that I got from somebody one time. Because I'm not going to lie and say, hey, I'm not trying to juggle a lot of balls right now. Okay. Literally just yesterday, I turned in my book, the manuscript for Why Her, which is coming out in March of 2018. But I wish I could say I'm done, I'm finished, but now I've got to turn around and write the Bible study. I'm getting ready to kick off a very busy speaking season coming up in the fall. You guys know my mom is going through brain cancer. It's a very hard time for our family. We've got 3 kids. We've got this farm. I've got a husband. Like, it's a lot of balls that I'm juggling every single day. Absolutely 100%. But I will tell you what really set me free was this advice someone gave me. They said, Nikki, the thing is that you're always going to be juggling a lot of balls. It's never going to be just one ball at a time. But the key is to making sure that you don't drop the same ball every single day. Okay? So let me just break this down for you. So I've got the farm, I've got the writing, I've got the speaking, I've got Chris, I've got the girls, I've got all these different things, friendships, church, all these balls that are juggling every single day. And so today, oh, and throw my house in there too. So today, the ball that definitely dropped was laundry. No laundry got done today. Maybe tonight it'll get done. I don't know. But you know, the thing is that I know that if I didn't get the laundry done today, then tomorrow I need to pick that ball back up, or we're going to start to have a real mess with our laundry situation. But it's the same thing. Okay. So every single day, I'm not going to get it right with my kids. I'm not going to get it right with my husband. I'm not going to get it right with my writing, with my speaking, with the podcast, whatever. There's going to be a ball dropping every single day. But if I just make sure that it's not the same ball 2 days in a row that's dropping, I have found that that is the best way to have a rhythm to life. Because see, there's no formula. There's no magic way that I'm about to say, this is how you do everything. Because there's not. Absolutely, there's not. But by not dropping the same ball day after day after day, it really does help build a rhythm in life. Now, it doesn't mean that there's not other balls that have been dropped for a really long time. Like exercise is a ball that I just have not even had the energy to pick back up in this season that I'm in. And you know what? I'm giving myself a lot of grace with that right now, because I know a lot of my physical strength is being used when I go and I'm with my mom and that part of life right now. And I know that ball will get picked back up. My body's craving it, absolutely. And I do try to take walks and things like that. But I know that in this season right now, the ball of going to a gym every single day is probably not going to get picked back up in this season. But the other balls that I am juggling that I know are the most important in my life, I'm making sure that the same one doesn't drop day after day after day. So I hope that helps you a little bit. But then the other thing that I want to share with you, another lesson that I have learned when it comes to this idea of how do you do it all, is to really operate from a place of gifting. Okay. So in this next book that's coming out in March, it's about comparison, which, hello, is huge struggle. After quitting, it was my next biggest struggle. So I knew that was the next book I was supposed to write about. But I realized in the writing of this book how much it is so important for women to know their gifting and to know their strengths. So I want to give you just a little bit of an example. Okay, so we're heading into back to school season, and this is the time of year where all these letters start to come home from the school. Can you help with this? Can you help with this? Can you do this? Can you send this in? Can you do this? And normally I want to say yes to everything because I want to be seen as someone who's, you know, invested and valuable. But over the past few years, as I've been really trying to develop this rhythm in the assignments that God has given me, I've had to say a lot of no's to a lot of people, and it doesn't always feel good. But in the book, Five Habits of a Woman Who Doesn't Quit, I actually share a story about how I got demoted from being room mom. Did you even know that was possible? It totally is possible, you guys. I got kicked off from being room mom. But I realized now, looking back on that situation, I was trying to step into a gifting that wasn't mine. And so when I finally accepted the fact that I had been demoted as room mom and let the other woman step into her gifting, into her place of her being able to thrive in that assignment, I was able to see what happens when we just kind of stay in our own lane. And we, now it's not a selfish lane where all we're doing is being focused 100% on us and our lives and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's a place where we're definitely helping other people along the way. Every God assignment does that. But it's also a place where we're willing to say, hey, I'm willing to step back from this so that this woman can step in and be her full potential and she can live out her own God assignment. And then another lesson I want to share with you is actually something a friend of mine prayed for me one time. She was traveling with me to an event, and I got one of those phone calls that you never want to get when you're traveling. And it was a phone call where I had to decide really quickly, was I going to go to the event or was I going to turn around and come home? And I remember my friend praying for me to have clarity and to have discernment, but that I would also know who to be where I was. Okay. So I kind of was wrestling for a little bit because I was like, if I go to the event, the whole time I'm here, I'm going to be wondering if I should have went back home. But if I go back home, the whole time I'm going to be wondering if I should have went to the event. And so I ended up going to the event, and I'm really glad that I did, because I think we saw like 20 women give their lives to Jesus that night, which was amazing. But I really was able to step into that assignment and be where I was supposed to be. So praying that prayer, God, help me to be who I'm supposed to be where I'm at, is one of the most effective things that I think we can pray for our lives as women who are trying to juggle a lot of balls. And I'm not just talking about moms or just working women. I'm talking about women in general. We have a lot of things that we're trying to juggle every single day between friendships and work and, you know, our own personal development, and then those that God has placed around us. There's a lot of different things. So staying in that position of being present where you are is incredibly powerful. And then last, I want to share this with you. In the book of Mark chapter 1, I think there's a little bit of a clue as to how Jesus, quote unquote, did it all. And in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." And This verse is actually tucked in the midst of Jesus's ministry, where he is literally like knee deep, you guys. Like, he's in a season where he's juggling a lot of different balls every single day. And I love that even though he's in this season, he's taking the time, first of all, to get up early and go by himself and be in a place where he could pray. And I shared with you last week on the podcast, one of the lessons that I've learned is how important it is to pray. Not just, as I shared that Lisa Turker's quote, not just think about it, not just, you know, talk about it, but actually praying about it. And so one of the most practical things that I've been doing in this season that I'm in right now, because there are so many balls that are juggling, is to get up early and to go sit and open up my journal. Because you guys, if I get on my phone, even if I open up my Bible, because I'm, you know, writing and I'm preparing messages and things like that, a lot of times my Bible study turns into, oh, I got to work this into my message, or I got to do this. And so it starts to be work when it's supposed to be worship. And so I have found that if I will just sit down and open up my journal and literally write out my prayers, and I'm not going to get a whole lot into this, but there's a book by Mark Batterson called The Circle Maker, and I highly, highly recommend that book. It's fantastic. But after I read that book, one of the greatest takeaways I had for my life was literally just to write down a prayer and then to draw circles around it. And so pretty much, I don't want to say every morning, because I don't get this right every single morning, and I'm not going to lie on the podcast. But I would say a good bit of my mornings, I will get up and I'll go sit down in my journal and I'll just write down either a name or a word or a phrase, something that's really heavy on my heart, something I'm juggling on the inside. And I will literally draw 7 circles around it. And it's a representation of faith, not like there's like this magic thing to 7. I mean, 7 is the number of completion in the Bible. But I don't think there's anything magical about drawing the 7 circles. It's really just this tender place between God and I, where I'm saying, my faith is being extended through this situation, and I'm trusting and I'm believing in you to see your faithfulness in this situation. And so it's just a really easy way to pray early in the morning if you don't feel like you have a lot of words or a lot of energy to kind of get into that right away. But I think looking at this example from Jesus in Mark 1:35, it's a good clue for you and I that we also need to do the same thing. If Jesus had a lot of balls to juggle and, you know, was trying to fulfill this assignment that God had given him, and he had to get up early and go off into a solitary place and pray, then we probably do too. So that's kind of how I would answer that question. How do you do it all when it comes to like kind of more the spiritual emotional side to things? But I also know that sometimes we just want to know some really practical things about people's lives and just kind of get a peek into how things really work. So this is why I have invited Kennedy to join us for the podcast today. And just a little prerequisite warning, just don't read too much into everything that she's saying, okay? Part of me was like, I was sitting there going, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh, holding my breath as to what she was going to say, but she didn't say anything too terrible. She was just very honest about a few things. So, there you go. All right, friends. Well, let's go listen into this conversation between Kennedy and I as she tells all. Well, hey, Kennedy, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
I'm so glad you are here with us today. Everyone is really excited about this segment called Kennedy Tells All. Are you ready to tell all?
Yes.
So would you say that of the 3 girls in our house, you are the most honest?
No.
Then who is?
Probably Hope.
So maybe we should have had a segment called Hope Tells All?
Maybe.
Okay, well then what makes you the expert to do this right now?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I told everybody in the introduction to you coming on here why I think you are the perfect one to do this, because you really do tell it like it is all the time, right?
Yes.
Yes, you do. But maybe Hope would really, really tell us like it really is. So we'll have to have her on soon, okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Kennedy. So we are talking on the podcast today about this question. How do you do it all? Because, you know, a lot of times we look at other people's lives and we think that we kind of know how they do everything, but we really don't know. And a lot of times behind the scenes, there's another story that's never being told, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so in our family, sometimes there are stories behind the scenes that are never told, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm hoping today you can kind of give an honest insight into how things really go around the fixer-upper farm and around our house, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, a couple questions for you as we kind of ease into this, all right? All right, question number one, what do you like about living on a farm?
Well, I like that there's no, like, we can do whatever we want, and basically we can do whatever we want out here.
Right.
And that there's no, like, let's see,
there's no rules.
Yeah, there's no rules.
So if you want to go drive your go-kart around at 10 o'clock at night, you could, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no neighbors to tell us to stop it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what do you not like about living on a farm?
Well, I like to, I'm a people person, so mm-hmm. I like to have, like, neighbors and stuff, and we don't really have any neighbors out here. It's just the animals and us.
But we still talk to the animals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little too much from me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the next animal that you wish we would get?
A horse.
And what have I said about that?
No.
Why?
Because they're a lot, like, harder to take care of, and, like, I already have trouble with the donkeys.
Yes, you do. I don't know that. Remember that one time you and I went horseback riding?
Yeah.
How did I do with that?
Not so good.
Do you remember my horse's name?
No.
No, I don't either. That horse was bad, though. It would not listen and stay in line like the other horses were. Okay. All right. Here's a juicy question, okay? Two juicy questions. We'll start with the positive first, okay? What is the best thing that I do as your mom?
Let's see. Like, you have good fashion sense, so you are, like, good at, like making sure our outfits look good. I don't know.
Okay, and decorating, right?
Yeah.
I help you decorate.
Decorating, like, our rooms and stuff.
So, style. That's what I do good as your mom. Okay, thank you. Okay, what do I need to improve on as your mom? She just rolled her eyes, y'all. There must be many things she's thinking of right now.
Well, like, I don't know. Maybe, like, let's see. Okay, so maybe, like, getting more involved in our lives. Like, well, like, you're involved, but, like going to school stuff more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that kind of stuff.
Yes, I was sharing earlier on the podcast about that, how sometimes it's hard to balance everything. And so every day I kind of feel like there's a ball dropping somewhere, right? But, okay, so I need to improve on being more involved at school. But you know how I feel about the PTO moms, right?
They make you want to break out in hives.
They do. But, okay, I'll try. Because you're going into middle school this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, are you excited about that?
Uh-huh.
Hey, speaking of that, I need to ask you a question. We got to break up our interview because I forgot to ask you this at the very beginning. You know, this podcast is all about lessons, right? So since you're going into middle school, what was the greatest lesson that you learned in elementary school?
Well, probably to not lie.
Why is that?
Well, when, like, I've had quite a few problems with that, but one time, it was in, like, first grade, and I had a friend, and I She played softball. And so I told her that I played softball, and she asked me, like, for my number, so I gave her, like, yours.
My number, yeah.
Yeah. And so she called us in the car, and, like, the Bluetooth, like, mm-hmm. that was when Bluetooth came out and stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Bluetooth came on when she called, and she said, like, hello, is this Kennedy? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, are you at softball practice? And I really didn't play softball, and everyone in the car heard.
Yeah, that's one way to get caught in a lie, right?
Yeah.
And then you had a little situation in first grade where you made up a story about us having another baby in our family. And what did you actually ask me to do for you?
Lie for me.
And what did I say?
No.
Absolutely not. We'll not lie for you and tell your teacher we have another baby in our house. That was funny, though. I tell that story a lot when I go out and speak. Does it bother you when I tell your stories?
No, not really.
Okay, good. Okay, all right, back to our little interview here. What is your favorite thing to do with me? She's mouthing, I don't know.
Maybe just like just go to, like,
just hanging out.
Yeah, just like, yeah. I don't know.
We don't really, I mean, and I'll say this, we don't really like go, like, have specific things that we go do on a regular basis. We probably should have something. But like, sometimes we just go run errands together. Like, we just did that, right? We went to Lowe's, but you don't really enjoy doing that with me, right?
No.
Okay, so that was a good question from somebody. All right. Hopefully, you can answer this one. What is the funniest memory you have about the farm?
Okay, there's quite a few. Okay, I'm going to tell the one about the donkeys.
Okay. Which one?
So, uh-oh. You were trying to whistle. Like, so you were, like, trying to, like, whistle to get them.
Learn
how to whistle to get them to come. And you were like. And, like, you were.
She's talking about how, Oh, sorry, you guys. I thought something happened to our recording. She's talking about how you have to put your fingers in your mouth and you blow. Like, I was trying to learn how to whistle like a real farmer.
And, like, she was just standing there going, come here! And, like, that was funny.
How about the saddest memory we've ever had on the farm?
There's two. Mm-hmm. Well, one was very tragic.
What?
Like, Penny. Oh. Penny, our blind chicken, got attacked.
Yeah.
That was very tragic. Mm-hmm. And then Mama Juliet just died.
She did. That was a really sad day. Who were you more upset about dying, Mama Juliet or Penny?
Mama Juliet.
Yeah, because we had kind of, we had Penny for about a year, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did. So, yeah, two kind of sad stories. Okay, this is a question that came in from somebody, and we don't have a lot of these, so I'm very curious to know, what is your favorite family tradition of ours?
We don't really have a lot, but...
Think about, like, Christmas or birthdays or, we don't have a lot of traditions. We never do things the same way, do we?
No.
Pretty much every year it's something different. But think, like, I can think of one thing that we do every tradition for birthdays.
Oh, okay, yes. We do plates, like, so we do, like, so we, from your, like, room, they put down plates and they say, like, we, like, on, there's, like, a word on each plate.
There's, like, 20 plates leading from the bedroom all the way to the breakfast table.
Yeah, and, like, you just read them while you're going down, and it leads you to...
Yeah, and what do the plates say?
Well, they usually say, like, we love you, happy birthday, you're
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do I need to make some more traditions for our family?
Maybe, but it's kind of too late to start now because, like, everyone's kind of growing up.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think one of the reasons why we don't have traditions is because we have moved a lot. And so we're always in a different, like, we've been in a different house a lot. And we're, like, sometimes Mimi and Papa will go away for a holiday. Sometimes we go away. Sometimes we're with Grandma and Grandpa. Like, it's different every year, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So here's Kennedy Tells All. Which one of your sisters today is your favorite?
I haven't really seen. Let's see. Taylor.
Taylor's your favorite today. Who's your favorite most of the time?
Hope.
Why is that?
Well, because Hope and I are closer in age, and so, like we get along better.
Yeah. Okay, if you were going to use one word to describe Taylor and one word to describe Hope, what would those one words be?
Hope, unique. Because she's, like, very, like, different.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
Taylor? Bossy.
Bossy. It's because she's the oldest, right? She keeps everybody in line. Okay, Kennedy, what is your favorite thing that I cook?
Homemade mac and cheese.
Do I cook a lot?
No.
No, I don't. This is one of the ways I don't do it all, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, what do we normally eat during the week?
Let's see.
Well, and it's hard because it's summer right now, yes. And I've been writing a book, yes. So I have not been cooking. I will totally confess to everyone listening, pretty much at all, although I am going to make dinner tonight. Are you excited about that?
Sure.
Okay, so what do I cook, like, during the school year?
Let's see. You cook a lot of, well, not really cooking. It's just putting it in the oven. So if you've heard of Costco, they make those, like, frozen meals where you just put them in the oven and it's ready. Yeah. We have a lot of those. Chicken, like.
Tacos.
Spaghetti.
Other than mac and cheese, what else do you like that I cook?
I like your grilled cheese.
You like my grilled cheese? Okay. Well, there you have it, guys. Okay. So as we start to wrap up this interview of Kennedy Tells All, I want you to tell everyone, what is your interpretation of my day? Okay. So, like, from the second I get up until the time I go to sleep, I want you to give as many details as you can think about my day. Okay. And keep him, like, maybe do it, like, during the school year, okay? Because I know it's different in the summer.
Okay. So, you usually get up, like,
at what time?
Five.
Five thirty, yeah.
5:30-ish.
Are you awake at that time?
No. usually do, like, spend your time with God and, like work on, like just stuff. like, what you work on.
What do I drink first thing in the morning?
Coffee.
And should you talk to me before I have my coffee?
No. No.
How many cups of coffee do I drink a day?
I think maybe four?
Three.
Three? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a Diet Coke.
Yes.
Or Coke Zero.
Yes.
Because I like Coke Zero better than Diet Coke. Okay. Keep going.
Then after that, you do, like, clean up the house, like, do laundry. Then, like, I guess, like, you do more, like, you get ready for the day. And then, like, it's, like, lunchtime, you have lunch. Talk to Herman. I don't know, because I'm not usually here, but I'm just guessing.
I do talk to Herman a lot. I read him what I write.
Yes. Then, like, it's when we get home from school. If, like, everyone had, like, if you need to take us places, and, like, you take us places.
Do I have to take you a lot of places?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank goodness Taylor's driving now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, life is totally different.
Yes. then we usually, like, make dinner if you do. everyone eats dinner. Then, like, the rest of the night's pretty, like, just basic. Everyone
picking up people.
Yeah.
What time do I go to bed?
School year? 8 8:30? 9?
I'm normally, I do go to bed early because I get up so early. Yeah. So normally by 9, 9:30, I'm definitely in the bed. Okay, is there anything else that you can think of that we should tell everyone in this segment, Kennedy Tells All?
No.
No? Well, oh, I've got a question for you. What do you and your sisters fight about the most?
Sharing stuff.
Yeah, I would highly agree with that.
It's mostly Hope and Taylor, though.
Yeah, they fight a lot, don't they?
Yes.
They do. What, okay, this is a juicy question. What do Daddy and I fight about?
Well, like, is any of the stuff personal? Like,
just in general.
In general?
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to share and what I'm not supposed to.
I think the biggest fight that your daddy and I have is communication.
Yeah.
Like, no, you were supposed to go pick her up. No, you're supposed to go pick her up. Or,
okay,
you didn't tell me about this.
I just want to tell something.
Okay.
Like, it's just random. But, like, yes, communication, because sometimes it'll be, like, 3 o'clock and I'm still at school. And they're like, and I call her mommy and she's like, I thought Daddy was picking you up.
Yeah, we struggle with communication for sure, for sure. Is it hard having a mom who travels?
Yes.
Why?
Because, like, you're not always there for stuff. Like, if, like something, like a cheer competition.
Okay, I'm totally rolling my eyes at the cheer competition right now. Kennedy, how do I feel about being a cheer mom?
You don't like it.
But I like to watch you cheer, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm very supportive of what you do. I'm just not into the whole cheer mom scene. But why is it important that that I do what I do? Even though it's hard, it's a sacrifice for our family for sure. I try not to be gone every single weekend, right? Like, mm-hmm. we try to have a good schedule so I at least make it to a couple of the cheer competitions.
Yes.
Can't be at all of them. But why is it important that we are flexible with that?
So you can spread the word to people.
Yeah, tell people about Jesus. Do you like it when I come home and I tell you what happened at the events when people get saved and things like that?
Yeah.
Does that make it a little easier?
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, yes, it does.
What? Okay, here's a good question, and I know we're kind of going over. What is something that you think helps whenever I'm traveling? What is something I do that helps?
Like, sometimes, like, if, like, they, like, if you could get home in the morning, you just come home that night or something.
Yeah, try to get in and out as soon as possible. I also don't, I try to, like, have Daddy take you to do something fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we do live on a farm.
Yeah.
Which means that on weekends we have to get stuff done.
Yeah.
And Daddy is pretty much our only farmer out here, right?
Yes.
The rest of us are just farmer wannabes.
Yeah.
Okay, Kennedy. Well, this was super fun hanging out with you on the podcast. Thanks for doing this with me.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for Kennedy Tells All. But hang on. I'll be back in a few minutes to wrap up this episode. Bye, Kennedy.
Bye.
Well, there you go, you guys. Kennedy Tells All. That was super fun and a little humbling to do that with her for sure. But hey, I hope it really gives you a glimpse into my life and knowing that, no, I don't do all this right. And no, I don't do it all. And, you know, there's still things that I'm still trying to figure out, still trying to juggle the balls and not keep the same ones dropping day after day after day. But there's a rhythm to life for sure. And I'm still discovering it. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed that. And I am really excited, you guys, about next week's episode, because I want you to listen carefully, because it's going to involve you to a level that I have not really thought all the way through yet. But here's what we're going to do, okay? So my friend Wendy, I invited her to join us. And Wendy is actually a licensed counselor. And I thought it would be really interesting to have you guys write in a question that you have always wanted to ask a counselor. And it could be a question about a relationship. It could be a question about a life change. It could be anything. We're open to anything. As much as time will allow, we're really willing to tackle some of the hard topics. So if you have a question that you would like a licensed counselor to answer, it will be totally anonymous. We will not share your name. We won't put your email out there or anything like that. We can even change some of the details if you want us to do that. If you will send it to Nikki, N-I-C-K, at NikkiCoziars.com. That will come directly to me, so nobody else will see it. It'll just be me and you. And if you want me to change any of the details, I will do it before I bring it to Wendy. But if you will do that as soon as possible, if you'll email us your questions, and then we will put together, we'll compile them, and then we're going to answer them. And I'm not going to give Wendy the questions beforehand, so it's going to be totally on the spot. So it should be really, really interesting. As we look at this lesson of, you know, what does it really mean to sit down with a licensed counselor? And I'm actually going to share a very vulnerable story with you guys that I share in the next book, but I wanted to go ahead and bring it in on next week's episode because I think it will really help set things up for why it's so important to have wise counsel in our lives. So, all right, friends, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And hey, I will...